What's up, guys? Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 172 of Strong in the Iron Will Way. Muscle soreness, achy bones and joints, not getting stronger, feeling tired all the time. These are some of the things that I hear people who work out talking about a lot. So based on some feedback I got, I wanted to take a second to talk about those things and address why they are happening and what we can do about it, okay? So one of the questions was, what do we do about being just kind of sore and achy all the time if we're working out a lot? So that's a great question. It is not uncommon to feel that way, but that is not desirable nor necessary. So I think that's the first thing, is to understand that when you have your program and everything dialed in properly, you shouldn't feel crippled and achy and in pain all the time. If that's the case, now this is, unless you are a highly competitive athlete, if you're a mixed martial arts fighter or a power lifter that's competitive, that might just be the price of admission. That just might be part of the game, and that's not, you know, if you're a pro football player, you're going to be hurting all the time and probably on painkillers. This is a different story. We're talking about people who are working out to optimize their life and feel better. Your workout program should not be making you feel worse. So what to do about it? Well, number one, we have to understand the mechanisms and why we work out, why we weight train, why do we lift weights. The lifting weights and working out is merely a stimulus to get your body to respond by building muscle and getting stronger, okay? The getting stronger and building muscle doesn't happen during the workout. It happens after the workout, in the next 24 to 48 hours, when your body is basically repairing the damage that strength training does. So the strength training inflicts kind of micro trauma on the muscle fibers, and because they're being challenged so much that the body, and I'm simplifying obviously, but you get the idea, the body will repair those muscle tissue, and ideally it'll repair it to a level of strength that was that's greater than it was before, so that can, next time it's faced with this challenge, it can accomplish it and overcome it, okay? We've talked about this a lot, kind of like the callus analogy versus a blister. You know, if you start using your hands more than you ever have and you start developing a callus or a blister on your hands, if you continue to just keep going without taking a break, you'll get a painful, messy blister. If you stimulate the skin and roughen it up by using it, but then let it rest and do it again, you end up developing a callus, which is very strong and protective, versus a torn up blister, which is painful. So that's kind of the idea we're going for with muscle building. So regardless of your training, if you're sore and achy all the time, we got to focus more on recovery. Okay, recovering from the workout is when we actually get the results that we want. We're just stimulating those results in the gym. It's the recovery that's key. So a couple key factors in recovery. Number one is sleep. And I'm going to tie this in with another common complaint. When you are sleeping is when your body's recovering from the exercise that you've done, and from everything you've done, really. Your brain needs time to recover and get stronger. Your muscles need time to recover and get stronger. So there's a whole lot of shit that happens during sleep. Also, I've had people say to me literally like, hey, what should I do about my diet or my workout? I'm just so tired all the time. So I sometimes don't even think to ask the right questions. So I immediately start talking about, well, what are they eating? And is there something that they're eating that might be causing some blood sugar fluctuations and making them be tired and so forth? And then sometimes afterwards, I'll remember to ask the most obvious question, which is, well, wait, how much sleep are you getting? And this particular person I'm thinking of said, well, I get about 5 hours a night. Okay, so that conversation was over. Like, you don't need to look at diet and workout programs if you're sleeping 5 hours a night. If you're sleeping 5 hours a night, you're going to be tired all the time. Period. You have to sleep more than that. So I understand that a lot of us have circumstances that don't allow for much more sleep than that, but you got to figure it out. You got to change those circumstances somehow, because you're never going to feel good. There's no supplement, meal plan, program, anything that's going to make up for not sleeping enough. And it's important to quickly understand that. So one of the goals of the podcast today was to help you guys understand and sometimes look at the obvious, okay? So if you're not recovering, if you're banged up all the time, you're not recovering properly. So make sure you're getting enough sleep. Good place to start is however much you're getting, get a little bit more, right? Like I don't get enough sleep either. So sometimes what I'll do is I'll just say, listen, I can't expect to go from 6 hours to 8 hours, but maybe I can get 6.5, 7. So just try to get a little more somewhere. Something's got to give. You got to find somewhere to sneak it in there. Number two in recovery is nutrition. Most people are not very educated in the importance of nutrition in the recovery of muscles from workout and exercise. So within an hour of exercising, preferably less, you need to replenish carbohydrates, vitamins, minerals, and protein to start the recovery process. If you work out really hard and then go 4 hours without eating, your body has missed this window of recovery time that it really starts to do its job. So the sooner the better after you get done working out. Eat a large, healthy meal with some fruit, some other carbohydrates, and a decent amount of protein, and start the rebuilding process right away. Being hydrated, taking in vitamins, minerals, electrolytes throughout the day, to be hydrated is also key to recovery, and some degree of stretching and foam rolling and stuff like that. But a lot of people will, you know, just go right to the foam roller because they're sore and achy all the time, but they slept 5 hours, they eat junk food, they don't hydrate, and they're not eating properly post-workout. The foam roller is not going to fix that. So number two, you're tired all the time, got to sleep, and also got to eat every 3 to 4 hours to maintain that blood sugar. A lot of times people who are tired all the time are going 6, 7 hours without food after a crappy breakfast and wondering why they're crashing all day. One more common complaint, which has a pretty obvious answer too, is I've talked to people that are frustrated because they don't seem to be getting stronger. They seem to be kind of at the same weight all the time, but then I look at them and their only consistent strength training is like once a week, okay? Once a week is too long for most people to go and see considerable strength increases. It can be done, but it requires very, very, very intense effort on that one day and really good recovery during the week. So most people will do better with 2 to 4 workouts a week. So if you are training once a week with weights and not getting considerably stronger, figure out a way to train twice a week at least, and then also don't be so frustrated because nothing's wrong. It's just not going to happen at one time a week. So one time a week you can maintain a decent level of strength. You can make some steps forward a little bit, but it's going to be very slow. And if that's all you can somehow for some reason do with your budget, schedule, whatever, just understand that that's going to be slow going. That you can't be frustrated by not seeing results in strength when the optimal program is 4 or 3 and you're doing 1. But if that's the best you can do, it's the best you can do. But it's important to understand reality and not get frustrated by it. So quick one today, guys, but I thought that was worth talking about. So recovery, sleep is number one. And just so you guys know, sleep is really a big deal in every. They look at college sports teams and they've studied, you know, there's big money behind recovery studies for athletes. One of the big benefits of anabolic steroids and performance-enhancing drugs is that they enable the body to recover from intense workouts much faster. So there's a lot of money to be made and research behind how to get athletes to recover faster. So one interesting study, they took college basketball teams, and the only difference they did between the two groups was have one sleep, you know, 2 hours more for a period of time than the other one, and the performance improvement was astounding, more than almost anything else that they tried. So I think this is very, very simple, yet often overlooked by all of us, but more and more research is coming out to prove that it is super important. So figure out a way to get it in there somehow. Make sure you get that post-workout nutrition and nutrition in general. Stay hydrated, and then yes, a little bit of foam rolling and stretching, but really that's not going to do a whole lot if those other three things are missing. That's it, you guys. Have a great day.